Nicole McLaughlin, it's a big week for Termin. You've been involved in big occasions with the club, and it's another one heading into an Ulster final. There's a great buzz around here at the moment in the Burn Road.
Yeah, there is. It's great. You know, we're coming to training and everyone's excited and looking forward to the weekend, you know, and you're going to the shop or you're going anywhere and they're asking you about the weekend. So good buzz around Termin, yeah.
Yeah. What's it like around school too?
It's great around school. All the other teachers are asking, even the students are asking, so it's nice. Yeah. It's good.
Down to the serious stuff, what's training been like since the McCartans game?
Training's been good. It's been, we're focusing on our gameplay and focusing on maybe how we set up and making sure that we're trying to keep the injuries at bay too, you know, because this is the time of year maybe you would pick up some silly knocks. So, no, training's been good. It's been enjoyable anyway.
Yeah. Coming out of that McCartans game, you just had to dig deep and show a lot of character to get the one. Has that maybe put you in a better position now heading into the final, do you think?
It has. You know, that game should and hopefully will stand to us going into the next game, going into the final. And, you know, those games do add character to your team. And, you know, it's good for the young ones as well. You know, we've been through them days, you know, when you're down by 3 and you win by 1 or you're down by 4 or whatever. But for the young ones, you know, it's good to show that, you know, it's not an easy run to the final and no Ulster campaign is easy.
Yeah, and I think in the county final, the more experienced players like yourself stepped up that day, and it was a huge learning curve for the younger. But they learned from that and they carried it through Ulster very, very impressively.
Yeah, they have. You know, they've taken every game in their stride. You know, it's brilliant for them. You know, as I said there a couple of weeks ago, that I was the same age as them in our first Ulster final, and you're just taking one game as it comes. You know, you're not acknowledging the occasion. You're not aware of what this actually is until maybe a couple of years down the line and you look back and you go, I can't believe that we've done this. But for them now, this is brilliant. You know, definitely 2010 was one of my most enjoyable years going into each game and not knowing the outcome, not knowing what it was all about. And one of the great things about being young is not knowing the opposition and not knowing any of the players on the pitch.
Yeah. Do you still get that buzz?
I do. You know, some of the heavy defeats that we have received over the years make it maybe a little more enjoyable now for some of the wins that we get. You know, that feeling is definitely still there and you just want more and you know, it's great. It's brilliant.
You know Donna Moyne very well. What's her sort of side as the current Donna Moyne team? Are they where they're at last year? Have they improved or is it just Donna Moyne being Donna Moyne?
I'd say it's just Donna Moyne being Donna Moyne. You know, they're coming back year after year. You know, you have to give them credit, you know, to come back and to be as good as they were. And I think, you know, they're going to be no different. They're going to want this Ulster title as if it was their first. And you know, we expect that and we're ready for it.
Yeah. Would you have that sort of same hunger, this group together, have that hunger if it was a first as well?
Yeah, no, you know, that couple of years that we've had out, you know, that from 15 to now has really brought back that hunger, really, that we wanted even more than, we know what it's like to win it and we know what it's like to lose it. So you have the best of both and you just want to go out and want it even more now.
Well, what sort of effort is it going to take then? Is it this going to need the biggest performance of the year and go up a level from where you were towards the end of the McCartan game?
Yeah, definitely will. You know, it's an Ulster final at the end of the day. You need everybody, 1 to 20, whoever comes off the bench. Everyone needs to be playing at their best. You know, it's not just the county players. They cancel each other out at this stage, as we've all said. But it's you know, as a team, we have to play as a team. And yeah, it's going to need everyone playing 100% now to win.
Okay, you take a snatch of a 1.1 then on Sunday?
Oh, I take anything, yeah. 1.1 or anything.
Well, best of luck with it, Nicole.
Thank you.